My hand and pen proceed to write a woeful tale to tell. My pen it cannot half invite, alas, how it befell. Woe worth a man that treason first this thing did take in hand. Of all men's mouths they may be cursed throughout this English land. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them alway. As it befell to Lord Dolly, whose friends they may all hew, that ever be on Scotland ground or any place thereof new, the Queen of Scots a letter sent with it a heart and ring, offering him to come to her and she would make him king. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them alway. He thought it was a courteous deed, so noble a queen as she would marry him and make him king, whereto he did agree. When first in Scotland that he went, he was discreet and sage, and when in hand he took to rule but 20 years of age. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them away. The God of Scotland he did lead with all his noble train, and ruled Scotland virtuously while life he did sustain. But listen now and give good care to heart what chance befell, for as the proverb oldeth go, gold may be bought too well. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them away. So did this noble lord die when England he forsook, when that in Scotland first he went for rule thereof he took. That meet a stranger in the courts, you know, David called by name. He was the first that went about this treason by the frame.
Oh, worth them, oh, oh, worth to them, I say.
Oh, worth them, oh, oh, worth to them, away.
As Chamberlain he was to the Queen, who preferred him wondrous well. As all the lords in court beheld, which caused their hearts to swell. Against this David grudged the king a quarrel was split for months. Within the chamber there was thrown 12 daggers all at once.
Oh, worth, oh, worth, oh, worth.
Took the king's part, and some took his certain. Two daggers he had at his heart, and so David was slain. And when the queen heard of this news, she sore began to weep, and made a vow and oath certain that she did mean to keep. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth, woe worth them all, woe worth to them away. That in a 12-month and a day she would not please it be, because that David so was slain with such great cruelty. The 12-month and a day expire, a meeting there should be. By all the lords it was agreed with great solemnity.
Woe worth them all, woe worth them, I say. Woe worth them all, woe worth them away.
At Roxborough Castle there this king and queen should be. Alas, the people in the country made great moan.
Woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth them all, woe worth to them all day.
The knights which this treason began for to destroy the king, they took with them good powder then, the chamber they went in. And to them close they shut the door for fear of being spied. They strewed the powder round about full thick on every side.
Woe worth them, oh, woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth them, oh, woe worth to them alway. And there on strewed the rushes green to hide the powder withal, because they would not have it seen nor nothing smelled at all. The banquet then prepared is they sup and drink the wine. The king, alas, knew not of this, the witch was wroth that time.
Woe worth them, oh, woe worth to them, I say.
Woe worth them, oh, woe worth to them away.
And after supper they did talk to pass away the time, and every man his fancy speak as best it please his mind. Some men with Signor David held the king then in a rage, up to his chamber went straightway on with him but a page. Woe worth them, oh, woe worth to them, I say. Woe worth them, oh, woe worth to them, oh,
And when he came, the chamber in the page began to tell. You are betrayed, O noble king, for yonder I do smell. Oh, flee from hence, haste you away, and I on you will wait. The king that hearing presently leapt out from it most great.
Oh, wonderful, 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 oh, wonderful, then I say. Oh, wonderful, 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 oh, wonderful, then I say.
One of them stood under the window and took him in his arm, saying, who art thou, O man? Fear not, for thou shalt have no harm. I am an Englishman, quoth he, of Scotland I am king. King Henry once mine uncle was, which was of England king.
Oh, worth, oh, worth, oh, worth them all, oh, worth to them I say. Oh, worth, oh, worth, oh, worth them all, oh, worth to them away.
Two of them took the king straightway and bound him foot and hand. On a pitch, seeing me, I draw this noble king they hanged. And when the queen heard of this news, she saw that for the king. This man of both the Lord Jamie, you do a famous thing.
Oh, worth, oh, worth, oh, worth them, oh, oh, worth to them, I say. Oh, worth, oh, worth, oh, worth them, oh, oh, worth to them, okay.
Thus hath this noble king, alas, his life lost as you hear. Therefore I say, and will you still, he did my gold to deal. But grant, good Lord, with heart I pray, I know the queen to guide. And grant that never tame this was about to hide his mind.